Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relates to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment. In this episode and the following couple of episodes, I'll be covering stalking. But this one in particular really and truly hit home. It is the developing story of a Washington couple, a couple that resides in the state of Washington that was ambushed, or I would say killed, by one of their audience members. So if you want to hear about it, stay tuned.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Just a few days ago, a Washington State couple was killed in their home by an intruder. And the intruder was someone who they the couple, or I would say the wife, had a podcast, and the podcast wasn't racy. It wasn't anything that would what people may consider to be inappropriate. She had a podcast working on providing services and helping people. One of her listeners reached out to her, and she responded to this person just as she probably would with any of her audience members. And this person became obsessed with her to the extent to where she reported to police receiving over 100 messages a day. It got so bad to where the stalker, before she went to police, had reached out to friends, family members, and even obtained her husband's phone number, in which he was receiving messages just as she was, as well as her friends and family. She went ahead and did everything that she was supposed to do, or as we would consider, you know, you a person should do in this type of incident. But unfortunately, it did not stop what actually ended up unveiling. According to one of the officers, and I'll quote, apparently he, being the intruder, got to know her because of a podcast that she was doing. So they struck up a kind of friendship. But then he began just to send a lot of messages to the point that she decided to disengage. And I'm reading this portion. This portion, let me give credit to NBC News. In their most recent publication of this story or article, they said the woman first contacted the Redmond Police Department in December and followed up in January because the suspect actions intensified. At one point, according to the article, Lowe said that she reported, Lowe is, I guess, an officer, that she reported more than 100 contacts from the man in a single day. Now, you know how we are. If you text us too much in a short period of time, 2 or 3 texts, it's a problem, right? But can you imagine 100 in a day? That equates to what 24 hours in a day, 5 an hour. He appeared in person to her home with flowers. He sent gifts, email, and other items. But can you imagine your stalker showing up at your home to deliver flowers to you personally? Now you may say, well, what did this couple do to make sure outside of reaching out to the police? Well, they did a couple of things. They reached out to the police of course. So that it was documented. They wanted to get a temporary restraining order, which was part of the process, which was granted. They also installed security cameras. So they did everything that they possibly could in order to ward off this person. On March 3rd, 2023, according to this article, a judge granted a temporary temporary protection order against the man and set a hearing for a full order, according to the records. The thing was, they weren't able to locate this guy. Come to find out, he was a truck driver from Texas. See, at this point, they didn't know where this guy was. I mean, if you're traveling like this, you could be literally anywhere. And onto the tragedy. The guy broke into the home. And Redmond is about 15 miles north of Seattle. So for those of you who may be aware of that area, it's 15 miles north of Seattle, Washington. He broke in through a bedroom window around 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, also in the home, other than the couple, was the mother of the wife. The mother managed to escape. She escaped the house and ran to a neighbor's home and called 911. And when the officers arrived, they found three deceased. They found the woman's husband, age 35, with a gunshot wound to his chest. They attempted to perform CPR on him, but he did not make it. His wife, 33-year-old woman, found inside the residence next to the shooter. The shooter died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Now, the victims have not been officially identified, so I don't have their names, but they did release the name of the shooter, or the believed shooter. His name was Ramin, and I cannot pronounce the last name, but if you Google, wife and husband killed in Washington by Texas man, or anything like that, you'll get the full article. And this is to say, you never really know how mentally unstable people are. What this article does not state is the other thing that he did. In addition to stalking her, at least since December of 2022, at least since then, he would make demands of her that she basically make her Instagram and Facebook page public so that he can see what she posts. Or he demanded, if she didn't make it public, that she deletes it completely. This man was delusional, clearly unstable, and he threatened violence, which he actually did. Leaving behind not only mourning family members and friends of the couple, but also he himself was previously married. So he leaves behind an ex-wife, which, okay, but he also leaves behind a 7-year-old child. It's very important to understand, we don't know who we're dealing with, who's out there. It doesn't appear that this situation was a romantic type of relationship that was going on between the wife who's a podcaster and this man. But it also speaks to how weak our stalking laws are. I don't know that if they would have even been able to, serve the man, and let him know that he needed to surrender his weapons and all this type of stuff, because he never made it to the hearing. Even if he was aware of the order and appeared in court, a lot of times this doesn't stop these people at all. A lot of times it doesn't. They continue to do what they do, which is to stalk their victims. There is a current documentary on Netflix that's titled, I Am a Stalker. And it actually interviews convicted stalkers as well as their survivors and explain their accounts of abuse and other crimes related to stalking. It's pretty interesting if you want to check it out. I might review a couple in the future. But again, this story is very, very tragic. These victims did not deserve it. And not saying that anyone else does, but they did everything that they tried and they could do to protect themselves. And it just didn't work. I hope that if you are a victim of stalking or know someone or happen to be one in the future, that you are aware that there are things that you can do, that you're not alone. There's a lot of support groups as well as advocacy programs that basically helps you understand your rights better and helps you to navigate through this type of uncomfortable situation. And with that, this is Dee. I'm out. Bye.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.